This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Rajya Sabha will take up further discussion today on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. In Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Appropriation Bill 2026 to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Yesterday, the Lok Sabha negated the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla with a voice vote. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the Global Conference on Women in Agri-Food Systems 2026 in New Delhi today. The three-day conference with the theme Driving Progress, Attaining New Heights will be held at the Indian Council of Agricultural Research Convention Centre in the national capital. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will also be present on the occasion. Joint Secretary for Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma has said that India's crude supply is secure and about 70% of the country's crude import is now coming from outside the Strait of Hormuz. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi yesterday, she said that the volume of crude oil secured by government exceeds what normally would have arrived through Strait of Hormuz. She also informed that domestic LPG production has increased by about 25% and the entire domestic LPG production is being directed towards household consumers.
All C3 and C4 hydrocarbon streams, which include propane, butane, propylene and butene, would add to LPG pool, and the same would be supplied to three public sector oil marketing companies for domestic supply. In sabhi prayason ke wajah se hamara domestic LPG production has increased by 25%, and all these domestic LPG is being directed towards household consumers.
The Indian Embassy in Qatar has informed that more than 500 Indians stranded in the country travelled to New Delhi and other destinations on Qatar Airways flights last night. The embassy said that Qatar Airways is scheduled to operate two flights to India today, one each to New Delhi and Mumbai. It added that the three 24-hour helplines of the Embassy of India continue to be available for the Indian community to raise any query. India has welcomed the International Energy Agency decision to release emergency oil stocks amid prevailing supply disruptions. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said in a statement that India is an associate member of the International Energy Agency and an active participant in the International Energy Cooperation. The UN Security Council has passed a draft resolution calling for Iran to immediately halt its attacks on Gulf countries, saying they breach international law and pose a serious threat to international peace and security. The resolution was passed by 13 votes and 2 abstentions, with no one voting against it. It demanded the immediate cessation of all attacks by the Islamic Republic of Iran against Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates and Jordan. Meanwhile, Russia and China have criticized the resolution for not mentioning the U.S.-Israeli strikes on Iran that killed Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and several senior Iranian officials. In the FIH Hockey Women's World Cup Qualifiers 2026, the Indian team secured a dominant 4-1 victory against Wales in a Pool B clash in Hyderabad last evening. Navneet Kaur led the attack with 3 goals, while Sakshi Rana scored 1 goal. With this victory, India had secured a semi-final berth ahead of the fixture. India will now take on Italy tomorrow in the semi-final. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, announced the schedule for the first phase of the Indian Premier League 2026 to be played from March 28th to 12th of April 2026. As 3 states are scheduled to undergo state assembly elections during this period, the full schedule of the tournament will be announced once the poll dates are announced. And that is the end of this news bulletin.